Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, as we broadcast from my from Tampa, Florida, from an undisclosed location, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. And special thanks go out to our military men and women, all our National Guardsmen, too, for what they're doing to keep America free and safe, and to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for doing what they do to keep this country free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and not to forget the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, keeping America rolling along. Thanks so very much. Everybody in the oil business tonight, all those roughnecks working the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus the Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, thanks for what you're doing. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and at Captain's America on Twitter. Now, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Thank you for sticking around.
My pleasure.
Let's say the pledge a second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, Kyle, we spent most of the first hour talking all about the coronavirus and all the different things that were attached to it, because there were a lot of different things that took place over the weekend with the auto plants retooling, with some of the other industrial manufacturing plants retooling and making things now specifically for the coronavirus. Also, the states that have issued stay-at-home orders. We talked a little bit about, I'm not sure we did mention this, but Germany's Angela Merkel is now in quarantine after her doctor tested positive for the coronavirus.
That's right, Captain. And so that's very, very alarming news, of course, as a head of state. And then also Senator Rand Paul, yesterday it was announced that he also has tested positive for the coronavirus. He doesn't have any symptoms that we know of, but he now, of course, will be quarantined for about for 2 weeks, which brings up the question is how can he come and vote for the stimulus package?
Well, there's a second one. Mitt Romney, who happened to be sitting beside Mr. Paul in the Senate, has gone into self-quarantine because of the association of being right there next to him, being in close proximity. And meanwhile, Dr. Fauci says that the U.S. is not necessarily in the same track as Italy, leaving us to think that maybe we're starting to get a little bit, that that curve is starting to change. It looks like it is, too, by the way, that we're starting to get that curve that they were talking about.
Well, right. And, of course, you know, there's a real tragedy unfolding in Italy right now. There's just no doubt about
that. Open borders.
And that's exactly where I was going. That's the idea is that early on in this unfolding event, they did not seem to have that in place. that may be the key in the United States in terms of closing the border to China for people coming in from China early on, back in January, I believe, that would help to keep literally thousands of potentially infected people from reaching our shores. So that might be the key ingredient in this.
And Bill de Blasio was running his mouth yesterday talking about how President Trump has virus deaths on his hands, and he wasn't getting the supplies to New York as quickly as he wanted them to, and it was terrible. And the governor of Maryland pretty much told de Blasio to sit down and shut up because he wasn't telling the truth.
Right. Well,
he did.
Well, but de Blasio, I think he's getting sort of a moment where he thinks he can say something in the media. It's going to get picked up, and somehow he's going to look tough, you know, talking against Trump and so forth by telling Trump to get out of the way and all these kinds of things. When in reality, especially if you listen to Governor Cuomo's talked about how President Trump has been extremely helpful to New York, and the president reaffirmed that he has a great love for New York City, a great love for the state of New York. Literally everybody's in this together,
well,
and the posturing is really disturbing.
The Maryland Governor Hogan slammed de Blasio for blatant lies about Trump's coronavirus response, number one. Then Dr. Fauci stepped in and slammed the media for continually trying to divide him and President Trump with the comments that they were throwing in there, chiding back and forth. That's just not true.
Well, exactly right. You know, if you listen through these press conferences, it's not just President Trump talking, but it's Dr. Fauci, it's the vice president, it's other experts that come in and they know their stuff, and it's you're really hard pressed to try to come up with some kind of, you know, massive criticism of everything, because if you watch these people, they're professional, they're doing what they can, and they seem to be acting pretty reasonably. It's only when you have a real political bent that, because they don't like Trump kind of a thing, that suddenly anything they say or do is Armageddon, when it's really not.
And by the way, this just in from the DHS, extremist groups are trying to encourage their members to spread the virus whenever and wherever they can. We're talking about groups like, oh gosh, I don't know, Antifa,
also neo-Nazis,
mm-hmm.
White supremacy groups and so forth. They are trying to use this event as a way to go after Jews and spread violence and hatred. It's very, very, it's just terrible.
Wonderful. All right, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him sticking around. When we come back, they had an earthquake in Croatia. You probably don't even know about it, everything else that's been going on. But because the people were sheltering in place, staying at home per the government, a bunch of them were killed, a bunch of them were injured, and gee whiz, I mean, this is bad news. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends over there at Relief Factor. Now, you know, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for 3 years and 11 months now. Soon it'll be 4 years. And I'll tell you what, I'm so glad that I paid attention to my buddy Mike Gallagher when he talked about it 4 years ago on the radio, because it has saved me an immense amount of grief and pain and also expense, because the prescriptions that I was taking, Mobic and Flexeril, weren't cheap. And even though a certain amount of it was covered by my insurance, it all wasn't covered. So I was paying like $100 a month, even with the reduced prices that I got, because it wasn't, quote, something that was covered 100% on my pharmaceutical plan. But anyway, that's a long story, and we don't need to go there. But I found out about Relief Factor, so I took it. And it does the same doggone thing that the other stuff was doing, without the dizziness and without the raising the blood pressure and all that, because it's all natural. And all you're doing is taking a bunch of like extra vitamins and nutrients that help your body fight the inflammation and the pain that you're in. And it helped with my swelling in my ankles that I was having constant problems with. One ankle would swell up, the other one wouldn't. Then all of a sudden one day the other ankle would swell up and the other one wouldn't. It was crazy. So there you go. So just think about that for a minute. So Relief Factor, the 1995 3-week quick start. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. Or you can give them a call now at 800-500-8384. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because it'll open the door wide open to you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm not sure, but I think we've got our friend up in Wyoming on the line. Let me go over here. Is this William the trucker hauling the oil up there?
Yes, sir, it is.
What's up?
How are you?
What's up?
Well, I got in touch with a man by the name of Dan Fernandez. He's right there in your area, somewhere by Miami. And he has a machine that's supposedly really old technology. I mean, it dates back to the late 1800s. And it's some kind of ultraviolet light that it's intravenous somehow. And it sucks your blood out, runs it through this UV light, kills any virus or pathogen or parasite or whatever, and then pumps it back into your body clean and fresh. And it can cure the virus. No problems. And
well, a transfusion would do that, I would think, just a regular transfusion. Well, but, yeah, I got you.
This isn't a transfusion, but it's, you know, similar. But it's put your own blood back into your body. But I posted a link of a video of Dr. Dan on your webpage, the Captain's America Third Watch webpage, the Facebook page, sorry.
Oh, okay.
And, so people can check it out. And Trump's got to take notice of this, because this is huge technology that could really help a lot of people, save thousands of lives, you know what I mean?
Okay, where are you at tonight? What are you doing?
Well, I'm hauling crude oil still, but Kaiser Francis, they shut in their wells, so that's about 50% of our work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if, it's getting kind of scary there, but, I mean, I'm a trucker, so there'll be something to haul, I guarantee it.
Well, I know that, and we wish you the best, and keep us informed as to what's going on up there, okay?
I will do that, sir. God bless you all.
Thank you, sir. All right, and that's our friend up there in Wyoming, Kyle, hauling the oil. Like you said, he's a trucker, so he'll be hauling something else if he's not hauling oil. Now, I want to continue going here because I wanted to get into the Croatia thing. Croatia, we had an earthquake there, and we wouldn't even probably be worried too much about this because people would have run out of the buildings and this, that, and the other. But they were on some sort of lockdown there because of the coronavirus, right?
That's exactly right. They are on essentially a stay-at-home type of thing, or they're just, you know, not milling about in the town. This happened in Zagreb about 6:23 local time on 6:23 a.m., that is, local time on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it measured 5.3, and it struck within a wide area north of the capital there. And the area of Croatia, Captain, is they do have a history of earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they had a big earthquake back, even going back as far as the 1600s. That was a major quake, we understand. So it's not uncommon to have that. But when you're in the middle of a pandemic and everybody's supposed to not be associating too closely, this is a terrible, terrible event, to say the least.
Now, Israel, we've got an interesting situation going on there. Even though Benjamin Netanyahu's party got the most seats, they didn't get a majority by a couple to be able to form a government, correct?
That's exactly right, yeah.
So what we've got going on there right now is the opposition party was given the opportunity to form the government, and to try to make that happen, Benjamin Netanyahu is offering to step down next year in a unity deal.
Exactly, yes. So this would be a deal between the Likud party of Benjamin Netanyahu and the blue and white party of Benny Gantz. And what I understand, Captain, is that they will essentially have Benjamin Netanyahu serve as the prime minister for the first 18 months, and then he's going to hand that over to Gantz for him to become prime minister, and then they will share basically these different cabinet positions and so forth, like treasury and so forth, and they'll switch all that around. But it looks like this is really the only way that they can get a government going. Gantz might be able to form a government, but it's not entirely guaranteed. So this is the way that they're finding that they're going to be able to actually form the government. Otherwise, you know, they're back to where they were before.
No. What happens if Gantz can't do it, then they'll give it back to Netanyahu, and he'll get a chance so many days to do it. And if he can't do it, then they're back to another election.
Well, exactly. And mm-hmm. So this is the way that they're trying, because they're also dealing with the coronavirus, too.
Yeah.
And so they've got to find a way to move forward. Mm-hmm. So this may be Netanyahu's ability to have a smooth exit.
Now, China's virus cases are diminishing, according to the reports we're seeing. You're seeing the same thing, right?
Right, right.
Some people are saying that China may have a secret vaccine they've developed.
Well, at this point, you know, I think anybody, you know, that I wouldn't be surprised in that sense. I mean, this has been also very bizarre. What we're watching has been bizarre. What we're living through is bizarre. How all this occurred seems bizarre. I don't know if anybody believes the bat soup thing necessarily, but we understand that this it lives in animals and so forth. But even from the very get-go, we don't know about these numbers that have come out of China. We don't understand, you know, the real origins of this. And but if there is any kind of vaccine, and this is, you know, they may be also piggybacking on that work that was done on SARS. They maybe they have one.
Now we've got a strange situation that we don't really know who she is or what country she came out of, but apparently our military went in and got a woman who was some sort of captive in a foreign country under some very bad circumstances, and I understand she's in very bad shape. We don't know her name. We don't know the country. There's apparently some ongoing stuff going on pertaining to this, so we won't know until they decide it's our turn to know.
Exactly right. And the president did address this at the top of his news conference on Sunday. The way that it's being talked about, Captain, it doesn't sound like they were able to make some deal and that she was walked across a bridge or something.
No.
It sounds like they went in and it was not pretty and they had to extract this person, and but they did so successfully.
Now, George Soros, there was an article that came out over the weekend, and I don't know whether to believe this or not, but there's an article that came out over the weekend on several different websites that he's reportedly involved in all of this coronavirus stuff through some sort of investment made in China.
Right. From what I understand, he has some sort of interest in the Wuhan laboratory, basically, that has to do with the possibility that this was either something being researched or something being developed that might have...
Or we were attacked by a biological weapon.
Well, right. And you see, I don't think the dust is really settled on all this yet.
No, or no.
Yeah, and I think that certainly I know that the president would be, you know, obviously looking at this particular possibility very, very carefully. He seems to be getting pushback, and this is interesting. All the pushback he's getting for simply saying the virus appears to have come out of China from the Wuhan area, and even the news media was originally calling it the Wuhan virus, basically.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and then suddenly, now that's like, no, no, you can't say that. It makes you a xenophobe or some other kind of thing.
But now it's your turn to say how we can hear you.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of policies. We appreciate him sticking around. We had so much stuff to cover in that hour and a half, and we got it all out, finally got it all taken care of. I'll be right back with the first Military Veterans News segment coming right up on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way, based on all of this, to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York. In addition to large quantities of supplies, I've also directed FEMA to supply 4 large federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for New York, 8 large federal medical stations with 2,000 beds for California, and 3 large federal medical stations and 4 small federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for the state of Washington. The supplies en route to California and New York will be delivered within the next 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, the National Aviation Academy is out of classes until the 6th of April, when they will be coming back to class again, all the students. They've taken a temporary study-at-home deal here in the interim here, and they'll be coming back April the 6th, is what I was told over the weekend. But they're still moving along, full speed ahead, damn the torpedoes with everything that's going on, National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one, of course, is in Clearwater, Florida, directly across the bay from where I'm sitting right now here in Tampa. And I will tell you that certainly one of the things that they are the best known for is that in 14 months you will come out with a job waiting for you, because the majority of their people, okay, that go to the National Aviation Academy have a job in their hand before they even graduate. You got to get the diploma, the degree, and once you do, boom, you got a job, you're in Lake Flynn. Now, all that being said, they've got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, as I said, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And don't forget, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, to find out more and become a student at the National Aviation Academy. You could be making $60,000 your first year or thereabouts. How about that? For a 40-hour week, not too shabby. Now, the quarantines in Afghanistan is slowing down our U.S. troop withdrawal. Meanwhile, our deployments there going over to Afghanistan are on pause, because if we deployed what we can't bring out, we would be violating the agreement that we just made with the Taliban. And God forbid if we would do that. I mean, after all, they've only been touching off bombs here, there, and everywhere, right? And shooting at our personnel whenever they got the opportunity. But no, we can't. We got to stick to the rules. But anyway, I digress. The coronavirus is definitely throwing a monkey wrench into the American plans to exit its longest war, serving as a potential spoiler for the peace negotiations. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. We don't know. Nobody knows at the present time. But, you know, got to do what you got to do. We can't just bring the troops home in with the situation we got going on right now across the around the world. Now, the DOD, since the start of the COVID-19 outbreak that's now infected more than 50 service members and thousands of Americans, with military officials assuring that the young, healthy, robust troops are relatively low risk for complications associated with respiratory disease. The guidelines and limiting the testing to certain units that are in the area instead of just testing everybody, but certainly the people that have been in the areas where the coronavirus has been are getting a priority when it comes to the military testing, which makes perfect sense. And with all that being said, more and more tests are being issued, and more tests are being manufactured at a very rapid pace, I might add, by some of the people that are in the know. That's what I'm being told. Now, the Defense Production Act has come into come under the microscope as far as what we're doing right now. And AOC, who again doesn't know her you-know-what from the ground, is out there chiming in about the Defense Production Act, and God, who knows what this, again, this woman, where she came from, she'd be better off just not saying anything. She said, lives will be lost without a Defense Production Act. Well, if you've got the Defense Production Act to begin with, then why do we need to have another one? What am I failing to miss here? Did she not realize we had one to begin with? Well, I guess. Now, the Army Chief of Staff, General James McConville, is waiting to see how the new coronavirus might affect the ambitious plans to modernize his force and make different adaptations and things that are coming up because of what may or may not happen. And they're in a wait-and-see pattern, too. The Army postponed its Industry Day for a major cyber training contract because of the fact that they had too many uncertainties. March 17th was the scheduled event there. Now, soldiers, Army personnel can apply for hardship pay and isolation allowances if they've been impacted by the Pentagon's halt on permanent chains of station moves during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. For example, let's say that they moved out of their billet because they were scheduled to go somewhere else and had all their stuff packed in a van, ready to go, whether it was domestic or overseas, and all of a sudden, they're not going. Now, instead of having living quarters where they were living with a family or whatnot, now they're back in the barracks. So, the Army is trying to help them out there. And a four-lane drive-through respiratory clinic is projected to open at Fort Hood as early as next week, this week, right now. And the closure of all but one child care center are among the measures the Army leaders at the Central Texas base are taking to minimize the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently sweeping the country. Now, the Navy plans to test next year whether or not it can push new software, not just patches, but new algorithms and battle management aids, to its fleet without the assistance of in-person installation teams. How do you suppose that's going to work out? Don't know. Also, the Navy is postponing the spring cycle of the service's physical fitness assessment in an attempt to safeguard against the spread of COVID-19. And Navy and DOD networks, now strained under the telework demand, are asking for the limited use of internet bandwidth, and they say that the COVID-19 virus is straining their IT systems because of everybody being on the internet, operating from either at home or operating from somewhere on the base and not being sitting where they're supposed to be doing what they normally would be doing. So, holy smokes, now what? By the way, Iran granted a medical furlough to a U.S. Navy veteran who's been imprisoned in Iran for more than a year, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. But that furlough didn't mean he was coming home to the U.S. It just meant that he was able to get out of prison and go to a facility where he's currently being watched. And oh, by the way, for Eric, I think it was Eric that asked me about Italy. The U.S. is set to receive about 1 million nasal swabs from which to test the coronavirus each week. Meanwhile, they're sending some over to Italy for additional testing. And we'll be doing that testing here in the United States, it looks like. So that's a good thing. Hopefully that'll all work out pretty good for the folks in Italy who are really taking it on the chin right now. I mean, they're really getting it on the chin. So there you go. All right. We are going to be right back. We're going to take another look at the highways and byways, Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kathy's going to give you the phone number, and here you go. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a roving mic that I like know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that goes out to Sam, the paper man, and James, the expert paper relocator. Those two guys are the two paper guys that listen to the radio show every morning that chime in. We do have a couple more that get in there, but those are the ones that we hear from every day. So howdy, howdy to them, and that's for you guys. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And even though the dining room in some states, not all of them, some states of the Flying J's might be closed, you can still get on in there and order whatever it is that you want from the kitchen and get it made for you, and boom, out the door you go. So there you go. Plus, they got the great convenience stores are open too, and all the different things that are in there. And of course, the same thing applies to the Pilots. Not every state, by the way, is shutting down all their inside restaurants. So that's something else to think about. Now, a low-pressure system is moving into California today with rain, thunderstorms, gusty winds, and mountain snow. Isolated strong thunderstorms and locally heavy rain for the south central coast and mountain snow for the Sierra and Southern California mountains. And yeah, buddy, it's starting to snow out there now, but that's not the big story with snow. We'll get to that in a minute, too. Now, meanwhile, heavy rain and thunderstorms may produce localized flooding from the lower Mississippi Valley into the Tennessee Valley today. We do have a big, wide stretch of fog down the middle of the country, I-35 predominantly, from Kansas straight south down to Dallas. And, wow, I mean, it is dense, heavy fog through most of the east-west portion of Kansas, certainly north-south on 35. Also, looking at Texas or Oklahoma, I-40, central part of the state, Oklahoma City, El Reno, over towards possibly Tulsa, and then I-35 all the way down into Texas, all the way to Dallas, and all the way down, it looks like, to Austin, and then that fog comes across I-20 all the way into Louisiana tonight. Dense, heavy fog. Be careful. Now, out in California, snow in the Sierra Nevadas, a little bit of snow up towards northern part of California and along I-5 north of San Diego, up in the mountains up there. A little bit of rain down where Kyle Warren's at right now. He talked about it, Orange County. Looks like I can see the rain there right now. Some wind in Nevada tonight. No precipitation there at the moment, just wind. And then along Flagstaff East on I-40, got some wind there. Got some very dry conditions in the southeastern corner of Colorado tonight, as well as the southern part of New Mexico, all the way across I-10 into El Paso. Very dry weather conditions, fire threat advisory there. Got some fog up in Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Mobile, all the way across to the Mississippi line tonight on I-10. That just popped up. And then the snow that you need to be worried about today is in the East Coast, because if you're going up I-81 and you're going up, let's see, towards Syracuse, towards Utica, you're going to have snow on the east side of I-81 starting in the Poconos, and that'll also go up I-84 into New York State. Then you'll run out of it for a bit, then you'll run back into it a bit. But you've got a winter storm warning in the Catskills tonight, west of Poughkeepsie and Catskill. You've got a winter storm warning in there. General snow up through central New York, through Utica, through Rome, up into the Tug Hill Plateau, over towards Lake George, into the lower part of Vermont, and about the halfway section of New Hampshire, the western section of Maine, winter storm warning in the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts, and the northern part of Connecticut tonight, winter storm warning in there. So be careful in that area. Be careful. And that's what things are looking like tonight on the Highway and Byway Truckers Report. Now, let's get on over here and tell you again about what's going on. You know, some of the inside facilities may be closed at some of the truck stops in some of the states where pilots and Flying J's are. But, okay, not all of the states have shut down their inside restaurants. So if you're in a state where you can get your normal food, your normal Denny's or Pizza Hut or McDonald's or Arby's or Wendy's, depending on where you're stopping, or the Moe's Southwest Grill or the Huddle House too, then you're in good shape. Otherwise, it's all order. They'll cook it in the kitchen and you take it out with you. Truck parking is still there the way it's supposed to be in all the truck stops, and of course the fuel is still being pumped. And by the way, the wholesale price of gasoline tonight, 61 cents a gallon without the tax. 61 cents a gallon without the tax. Wow. And by the way, we got one place that was reporting in Louisiana. They were selling gasoline for 99 cents a gallon today. All righty. Well, joining us right now on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and America is definitely on the move. The problem is, are we moving as quickly as some people want us to? We're having to retool. We've got some of our auto plants are gearing up to make ventilators. We've got other manufacturing plants already making surgical masks plus other things for the medical profession, to include the plastic and rubber gloves that they use, as well as the outfits that they wear. But it doesn't, you can't do that in a day. It takes a week or two or three to retool the machinery, right?
3M has been the vendor of choice for the masks. And in the first or second funding bill that had already passed, the holdup there was that Pelosi was not going to give 3M the liability protection against ambulance chasing lawyers on those masks. She was going to give the deference to the lawyers. So 3M said, we're not making anything unless we have some kind of protection. They finally got through that one. So that held up those masks for almost 2 weeks. But 3M was and is the manufacturer, the largest manufacturer that has been making them for years and years and years. The other piece is that there's tons of them that are sitting in warehouses.
Yeah.
But they are not, in fact, up to the required regulations, if you will, or some kind of cockamamie regulations.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. And now I think that they have finally waived some of those. Ford and GM are in talks to make the ventilators, as is Tesla.
Yep.
They're trying to determine what the specifications are, the manufacturing specs on those for the ventilators.
Yep.
They can probably tool those pretty quickly, but we don't know that. I mean, making the ventilators is one thing. The key is we've only got 155,000 people that are certified to operate them.
Okie doke. Well, they call it the Defense Production Act. And that's what they're doing. They're exercising their options. Hasn't been done since World War II, but it is working. It is coming together. All right, we'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program, and you are the people. I'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and
antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.